And we're back with KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5. I'm Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and Monique Donnelly, but we are also, this is our exposed section of the show, with our two young people, two college people, John Bryan and Mariana Muzzi.
Ooh.
I can actually say the name now.
Look at that. We went through a training session.
I practiced.
Yeah.
I went to Brazilian camp. But we're also privileged to be still in studio with Michael DeFazio, Pastor Michael DeFazio from Real Life Church up in Santa Clarita, California.
Woo-hoo.
Go check it out. It's a beautiful church also as well. Just an amazing lead pastor as well, Rusty George. Just a great, great, great pastor and great church up there. And by the way, we're also joined by the one and only Colton Dixon.
Yeah,
from American Idol.
Woo.
Mariana's got a few questions, I'm
definitely.
Sure, for Colton.
I'm just happy to be in studio with these two awesome guys. I mean, seriously, not only do I love your haircut, Colton, but that's another conversation completely.
Yeah.
I had a great question, actually. What I wanted to know about you guys is that, Mike, you're a writer, and, you know, Colton, you do songwriting as well, but you're also a singer. Do you guys ever feel like, as Christians, that you have to be that quote-unquote Christian artist where you always have to be talking about God and always have to be selling? I don't want to say selling. That's a bad way of saying it. But do you always feel like you have to sing certain songs or say certain things in order to get the gospel out? Or how do you feel about
maybe
that?
Maybe, Colton, you could take that first one, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you know, it really depends on what message you're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's something that's really cut and dry, that, you know, it's just like, I mean, I don't know. Don't drink. You know, I don't know. But you know, if I'm writing a song about not drinking, then no, you wouldn't have to mention.
Right.
I mean, it's not always like a whole like formula. I wish I had the formula for writing the best song, but unfortunately, I don't. But no, it's really. That's a really great question. It's very hard to answer.
I think one of the things that not only artists, but Christians who are artists struggle with is media content. It's like, how far is too far? If I sing this song, or if I write this play, or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, is that going against my, you know, what I've raised, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think probably less of an artist in that sense. But for me, from my own writing always comes out of ministry. You know, I'm a pastor first and
right.
I write in line with that. But
mm-hmm.
For me, it comes back to theology of creation, really. If you look at creation, I've heard music defined as time ordered by sound. And you look at the first chapters of Genesis, clearly you have this sound, this let there be, and things are taking place. And it's this beautiful poetic picture of harmony and order being created or restored. And I think whenever you engage in creative processes, whether it be through words in my case or through music, you're taking gifts that God has given us and you're communicating. And there's a celebration of life, a celebration of being human in that sense that you don't have to always be explicit with, you know, every other word comes out of your mouth sounds spiritual. Simply being human brings God glory. And that's
right.
Certainly true in our creative ways as well. We are reflecting His image anytime we engage in this creative part of who we are and express that in various ways.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different ways of expressing creativity, and it's not always joyful. You know, myself as an actor, sometimes the scenes that you play are not happy scenes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through, you know, some characters that are tough. But, yeah, I just wonder if you guys, you know, you specifically, Colton, if you ever struggle with that where, you know, I don't know if I can sing this or I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. Whenever it's a question of if I can or can't sing this, I'm always going to sing this. I'm a little bit of a rebel myself. But
yeah.
Whenever people are like, dim the Jesus down, I'm going to bring it out even more.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's just kind of who I am. But,
yeah.
You know, that's like I'm writing a song from one of the stories that I received in the by email. It's called Scars. It's like it's one of those things like it's going to be obvious to people who you're talking about without mentioning the name.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the more you can do that, I think the better, because
right.
a lot of the time people, especially non-believers, they hear Jesus and they immediately turn off. But if you can witness to them through things that they're going through and make them realize that they need help
mm-hmm.
and you offer that help. And even though they don't realize it at the time, it's kind of like the kapow, like you're tricking them, you know, but it's good because they realize they need help. And, it's just, instead of doing it the Bible thumper, so to speak,
right.
way.
It's like a parable. You know, it's like a story that pulls people in, and Jesus probably talked in parables so he wouldn't get killed. In our case, we act and live and engage parabolically so that people will pay attention long enough to hear before they shut it down.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Kempton Bryan. We are in studio with John and Mariana with the Exposed segment and also with Colton Dixon and Pastor Michael DeFazio from Real Life Church. You know, my question for you guys is that, obviously enough, being a pastor at a young age, Michael, I guess my first question is to you, is that how do you direct young people? Now, that's the main question. I mean, how can you, through being a pastor, you deal with young people all the time. How do you associate with with a question like that for someone that's young and looking for guidance? How would you direct that to them?
Yeah, I mean, with young people, for me, it always comes back to making wise decisions, you know, and the hardest thing to do when you're young is to realize you're not going to be young forever. And there's a sense of exploration that takes place in the late teen, early 20s years where you're really trying to figure out who you are. And to do that in the context of a community that's going to center you on Christ, but to have some freedom to not have to fake it, not have to fake sort of being over-spiritual, but just to realize as a human being, you've been created in unique ways that nobody's going to be able to glorify God exactly like you are. So in the context of community and wise decision-making, you know, be bold, be creative, try to find that thing, and don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to fail in terms of trying to find out exactly what path you're going to take. We have to get into a mindset, especially when we're young, of realizing that the journey is not just about what we can produce or accomplish, but who we're becoming. And success and failure, sometimes failure does more in that way than success. And so for just to wisely but creatively try to honor God in your own unique way is probably one of the many things that I would say to young people of any kind, of any type, whoever you are. Just try to find out how you can best glorify God as you.
Yeah, you know what? It's being the salt and light, as Monique always talks about. And then, Colton, you're right out there in the front. You're in the front lines, really, because, you know, it's so amazing when you're being called into the front lines of Hollywood, especially as your life is, because you're so scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb. I mean, everything, they want to look at everything, not to talk about hair again, Marianne, but...
I love hair.
Okay, for the record, Colton Dixon does his own hair.
I know.
I'm just letting everybody
know. Own hair.
He cuts his own hair.
No, I looked at your hair when we first met, and I was like, seriously, there is some talented hairdresser that knows how to do your hair, and then you told me that you cut it yourself, and I'm just thinking, I really hope that your fans don't try to do the same thing.
Yeah, he's not only creative with songwriting, but he also cuts his own hair. So he's going to cut mine after the show, but we just haven't discussed it yet, and I haven't asked
him. Are
you
sure you have enough?
Probably not.
You know, but what, I mean, American Idol to this, and again, like I say, especially in the Hollywood, you're so looked at because you're on the front page of a magazine, you're on the front cover of a magazine, you're on the front of a television show of like an Ellen DeGeneres or American Idol. That's got to be really, you know, to be able to do what you do and to shine that light still on, like completely on, is just incredible. You know, what is that like for you as an artist to be able to be that salt and light in Hollywood?
And do you ever feel like there's a lot of pressure on you?
There's always pressure, but it's not the kind of pressure that you're thinking of. It's you know, like you said, I'm under a fine microscope, but you know, that just encourages me just to clean up my act even more. You always have to be polished, but at the same time, I know exactly what I want.
It's great.
So just kind of for everyone else my age, I'm 19 years old. I mean, you can do this. You don't have to be on Ellen to do this. You don't have to sing to do this. Stand up for crying out loud, please. You know, find out what you want. You know, so I was a lukewarm Christian for a long time, and I finally figured out what I wanted in life, and I've been pursuing it ever since. And you know, that does mean that you're going to be held more accountable, but you know, if you figure out what you want, it's so much easier to present yourself that way. Even though I'm under that fine microscope, it's so much easier just to tell people exactly what I'm going for and to do it to the best of my ability.
You know, I'm so encouraged by young people are rising up. I mean, it's just, you know, when you look around, it is happening. I mean, people like yourselves, people like John and Mariana, people that are out there in the churches, whether it's a youth or college group, you know, you've seen it, Michael, many, many times now where kids or young people are starting to rise up.
We have to. You guys are getting old. It's only a matter of time when we have to stand up and do something.
We're not getting anything. We're already old. So you guys have to stand up for sure, and we do appreciate it without a doubt. Michael, what's on the next horizon? Is there going to be a 3D?
4D.
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 You know, 4D's coming.
Yeah, we're just taking it bit by bit. You know, we are at the church. We're going to be starting a series in the fall where we're just walking through the whole story of God throughout Scripture. And I know a lot of churches have done this, and it's a program we're excited to participate in. And as far as writing, it's just whatever comes next. You know, I don't seek out projects necessarily as much as I wait to be asked to do something by the church. That's always what the words are for, is to serve the people who need to hear them. And so we will see what is next.
It's awesome.
Again, you can check out Michael DeFazio's work, Jesus in 3D. It's also available on Amazon.com. Get it, pick it up. It's a series. It's a video series as well as a book. If you don't have it, get one. Go to Real Life Church or worshipfactory.net, and that's where you can also find it, and a little bit of history with Michael as well. We'll have that posted for you. And then we'll also talk a little bit more about Colton Dixon and what's happening. In fact, what is happening in the horizon for Colton Dixon?
Writing, and more writing. But I'm so excited about it. I'm excited to share what God's laid on my heart. So.
That is great, and that's exactly what Expose is all about, you know, being controversial, being out there, just pushing yourself. So.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. Stay tuned, stay connected, stay with us. We'll be with you next Saturday as well. Same time, same place, 7 o'clock, worshipfactory.net on Worship Factory Radio. Take care.